You are listening to The Hoist here on Sin. You are hanging out with myself, Blake, and I'm very, very lucky because I am joined by a guest. Now, I'm having a chat here to Andy Campbell from the band, Melbourne band, AM Reruns. Andy, how are you going?
Hey, man. Yeah, pretty good. Thanks.
Awesome, awesome.
Running a bit late, but it's all good, I think.
That's all good. We've seen your day, and it's pretty damn hectic, so we completely understand. But firstly, I do want to congratulate you on the release of the self-titled record. Debut record as well.
Yep.
It's been in our ears for a little over a month now. Can you tell us the reception and how it's been since it's been released?
I think people like it. I'm pretty sure. Like, I know all my friends like it, and that's, you know, sort of what you... That's something that you can kind of control, I guess, as a, you know, young sort of independent musician. You just... If you got friends and you think your friends have good taste, and if they like your record, then that's a good thing, you know. But it's done well, you know. Like, it's... I mean, it's getting a fair bit of radio play, you know.
It's something
we pressed it. We made vinyl LPs, and... I think they're slowly moving, you know.
Yep.
I got them at Rocksteady Records, and I think they're moving.
Excellent,
yeah,
excellent.
It's doing well. It's doing
so
well.
The album's been described as an idiosyncratic take on the 70s, like sort of LA punk. Can you explain, I guess, what the reasoning was to go for these sort of sounds, why it appealed to you so much, I guess?
Yeah, I don't really know why they appealed to me. On some sort of cosmic level, they just did, you know? Like, it just seemed like... Because I'm like a big, you know, sort of record collector, and I really like, I'm a bit of a, you know, a bit of a nerd with getting into old bands. And it sort of just seemed like once I got into like Johnny Marr's guitar playing, you know, from the Smiths, obviously, and lots of other bands, it just seemed that the more I wanted to like refine where that sound could go with my own writing, I just ended up with like listening to a whole bunch of new wave albums from the 70s. And a lot of it was power pop stuff from California. So there's the Flamin' Groovies and the Plimsolls and the Nerves.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to be like, okay, there's something I can do here to try and like find my own take on how to write a 2-minute song or a 1-minute 50 song.
Yeah, for sure.
And just like bring, you know, really pack in as much as you can into a track, like have a little guitar intro, have a short verse, 5-second verse, 10-second chorus.
Absolutely. That is something actually I do want to go into, because it is the record is a blast of rock energy. It goes for about 31 minutes. Was this intentionally created by the band, or is this just sort of just how it went, or you meant to be short and sharp and punchy?
This is just the stuff that I wrote. We had about 20 songs to begin with, and we ended up just taking these 10 into gigs, and then we just ditched the others, and then these songs got a bit shorter and a bit tidier, and then we just ended up with a super, you know, short album, which is, it's exactly what I wanted, you know. I think it's the same length as A Hard Day's Night, you know. What more could you want?
Oh, yeah, that actually sounds about right. It is, too. So how was the writing and the recording process to encapsulate those sort of noisy guitar mod sounds?
How was the process? I found myself writing... I mean, like, say, from the start, right, when I'm writing a song, I sort of imagine how it's going to go down live. And I walk, this is really silly, but I walk around the house holding my guitar, writing riffs and doing stupid rock poses and thinking, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's all right. And it's kind of a big work of the imagination, you know. And then once you start to work in this, you get to a rehearsal studio and you just sort of, people bring their own things and it evolves, you know.
Yep. 100%. So you do have a few special guests also appear on the record as well. Baby Blues, Rhea Cadwell, Magnet, Siobhan McGinnity. How was it working with those two, and what did they help bring to the record?
Super easy and fun. Ray, she does this a horror movie scream, a B-grade horror movie scream on a track called Slow Learner. And it was easy, you know. She just came around. We did the vocals in my house, and I just said, you know, you've seen Buffy. I don't know. You've seen, like, you know... the film Scream, just do a horror movie scream. And I thought, yeah, I don't know. I think she enjoyed it. It's a funny experience. But it sounds sick. And I think she's pretty happy with how it sounds. And Siobhan. Yeah, Siobhan was like, that was that track that she's on is kind of like an Everly Brothers pastiche. And I was just like, give me some California, like, Valley Girl spoken word.
Yeah.
You know, just make this sound like a radio play.
Yeah.
With like a real mocking, cool person, and she just did this mirthful laughter, and that was fun. You know, spent about half an hour doing that.
Yep, excellent. So
drank tea the rest of the day.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic day to me. So AM Reruns, of course, you guys will be launching the album this Saturday night at the Nighthawks in Collingwood. Nighthawks. Do you have anything special planned for that show?
Well, we've got all our friends playing. Of course, we've got the Tropes, who are another band doing a power pop sort of thing. They're doing kind of, I feel like they're on the same page as us. And we've got Glomesh as well, great friends of ours, and Spike Vincent, who's actually just done some photos of us. Spike's really good. He's just moved here from Sydney a while ago, and he's really into, I don't know, I kind of imagine we probably like similar stuff.
Yeah.
Nice guy, yeah. And that's what we got, yeah.
And sort of kind of more focusing on your set, will it be sort of something out of the ordinary, or is it just going to be short, sharp and punchy, sort of just a good old rock and roll show,
frankly,
as I might
it's
say.
Always short, sharp and punchy, but we've got some surprise songs that we might bring out. Might be a couple of new ones in there. Maybe
yeah.
maybe a Madcap cover that we might bring out.
Excellent.
Obviously, records will be for sale, and we've just got T-shirts made. T-shirts
yeah.
will be there too.
As someone who, as I was sort of reading, you have a massive influence is Johnny Marr. Are you someone who's also a big fan of trying to play Smith songs as well for live sets, or do you kind of not touch that?
Never done it. No.
Something to potentially try?
Nah, because it's too much. You know, it's like if. I couldn't do it.
Fair enough.
Can't sing those lyrics.
They're damn beautiful. Morris has such a beautiful voice. So we're going to play a track now from the record
beautiful.
Called Dial In Static. Is there anything else you can tell us about the track before
we
play it?
Yeah. This song is the only song that came to me super easily, and I wrote it in about 5 minutes. And I was so happy with this riff. It's a classic power pop riff. You know, it's essentially two chords the whole way through. And it's about wanting to be the static you hear on the radio. It's about wanting to disappear for a while into a different world, you know. So it's and I mean that in a positive way as well.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to bring everybody down, but it's a great tune. I like it a lot. Yeah.
100%. It absolutely is a great tune.
Thank
so I'm going to chuck it on for you now. It is Dial In Static.
Number one.
It is by AM Reruns. You are listening to The Hoist here on Sin. Andy, thank you so much for taking some time out.
Thank you very much.